Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Oh, yeah, Discord server, Facebook group, MeWe group, we got it all. So today, literally just minutes ago, I guess, I was food shopping with my wife. I get last-minute things for Christmas Day. Can't do it Christmas Eve because Rich works till 4. We got to be at my sister's around 5, 5.30. So, no, I had to get done tonight. And I couldn't get done last because I wasn't feeling 100%. So, today was the day. And we do our shopping. We get our assorted shite and get online. And there's two lines open, two lines that are closing. Okay. And then, of course, our line is the line with the cashier who, I don't know, brain fart or just a little craziness. It literally stopped right when we got up and we were next. And I'm watching, but though beyond, looking forward to customer service, and I see the store manager or the night manager, whatever. He looks at this, I guess, crowd of people forming behind us. I look back too, and I'm like, wow, that's a lot of people looking to make purchases. And I can read his lips. He's like, holy shit, we got a mob. And I guess their break room is behind the customer service area, and he goes and I'm waving people out. And I was thinking there's a lesson there to be learned. Okay. What happened, from what I could gather, is the two people that went on break a little bit after 8 o'clock tonight. And I guess they had to finish the line, and then they got their break. It was scheduled, right? And I'm guessing the people who were on break before them had a later break. So there was nobody to replace these two when they went on break. Okay, and I don't want to say being mindless drones, but following things as written, they did what they were expected to do. They took their break, and regardless of the consequences, that is what they did. I think sometimes when we, especially as game masters, are running a game, and we have a pre-written adventure that we've read and prepped for, and your group comes to a bottleneck, they come to a dead end, they come to a spot where they can't move on at the moment. And there are times where it's like, but that's how it's written, and they got to find this one clue, they got one way to figure this out, and then it's over, it's, you know, done. I mean, they're going to sit there for an hour hashing it out, hour and a half, 2 hours. Now, in the store, if your customers are online and they're waiting to pay, some of them might just walk off, right? I've done that in the past. I've just said, fuck it. I don't need anything in this cart. I could use the stuff in the cart. I might like the stuff in the cart, but there was nothing there that was going to be a make-or-break deal. I was still going to eat. I was still going to drink. And I was still going to wake up in the morning and have food. Excuse me. Yeah, this sinus shit ain't gone yet for me. So, what do you do? Well, maybe you bend the rules. Maybe you break the rules. Maybe you go beyond what is expected. You go beyond the script that's written. You improvise. You keep it moving. In a way, your players are your customers, right? They're engaging with you. They're engaging in your session. This is whether you're playing at your weekly game night or at a convention. But they're paying you with their time invested, and in return, they expect to get paid with an entertaining, fun time. Now, there are people that are going to argue that gaming is not meant to be fun. It's supposed to be experienced or some shit like that. No. Gaming is a social endeavor where you are expected to have a good time. If you don't enjoy it, why return? Right? If you don't enjoy it, why are you going to do it? I mean, I do know some players, some gamers out there that go, oh, a bad game is better than no game. A bad game is waiting on a fucking line at a supermarket for 30 minutes, whereas nothing is moving. Okay? And no game is staying home and not being on that fucking line. I think I'd rather not be on that fucking line. Okay, now I missed a good game tonight. Don't get me wrong. I missed a good one because we play on Mondays. You know, this is the Tim Shorts, Mr. Gothridge Manor. Yes, he has a podcast and a blog. Tim knows how to keep it moving. He knows how to improvise because you know what? It's the group that he deals with us, his players, we fuck everything up. We don't stick to a script on our side. Whatever Tim has planned out, I can guarantee you we're not gonna follow it. And now Tim could be somebody who would just follow the script, and we'd be banging our fucking heads. Instead, he adjusts, he rolls with it. Think about that. Okay, so just because an adventure says there's nothing here. Your players are spending 30 minutes looking at nothing. Give them something. Doesn't have to be. Just give them a clue. That might be a false clue anyway, but give them something. Or maybe they find a clue that is a false clue. And maybe you decide to make it lead to something. Maybe your players are just stuck. They can't see the way out because, although it's obvious to the person who wrote the adventure, and maybe the GM or, you know, DM, it's obvious to you, it isn't obvious to them. Well, you know what? Unstuck them. Unstick them. You, everybody at that table, whether it's face-to-face or virtual, whether it's in a game store, at somebody's home, in a library, at a convention, they're all there to have fun. Sometimes you have to go off script to ensure that everybody has fun. Now, I'm not saying that everybody has to leave the table well rewarded. And it's like, oh, I got my +7 sort of ass kicking. You don't need, no. No, we don't get that in Tim's game, that's for sure. But we always leave with a good time and talking about what happened and laughing and planning out what we're going to do the next session. That's what you want from your players. And you're not going to get that if you stick to a script. They're going to get stuck in line forever, and one or two might just walk away. That's to nobody's advantage. Folks, tomorrow is Christmas Eve. That means tomorrow is two things on the blog side. It's the last day to comment on day two, and it means I should be putting up day three. We can hope, right? Things might, I don't know. We'll see how it survives. The encounter with the enemies being my headaches, my sinuses. But if you don't listen over the holidays, I'll have a podcast up on the 24th and the 25th. But if you don't hear it on those days, I'm wishing everybody Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Those are the major holidays coming up that are hitting right now. Whatever you celebrate, whether it's the Yule, doesn't matter. I wish you a happy and healthy. And on that note, as always, folks, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.